Joining us down the line, the architect of the currently first place team in the Atlantic Division. Hopefully it stays that way. Dale Tallon, GM of the Florida Panthers, joins us on the Merrick vs. Wyshynski podcast. It's me, Greg. Jeff's over there. And thanks for joining us today, sir.
Sir. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Well, it's our pleasure having you on. Dale, listen, thanks so much for doing this. I want to jump right in and talk about Aaron Ekblad. I was doing Hockey Central this afternoon, Dale, and had him on, you know, delightful guy, really thoughtful and well-spoken. And we spent a lot of time talking about Brian Campbell and what Brian Campbell has meant, you know, previous to a player like Tom Gilbert, what he means to a player like Aaron Ekblad now. What is it about Brian Campbell, in your estimation, you've been with him in Chicago, with him in Florida, that he seems to have this magic wand that he's able to bring the best out of other defensemen?
Well, you know, he's such a good player. I mean, I think he's underestimated as far as his ability. I mean, he's a good player. I mean, he gets the puck out of your zone quickly. He's a great skater. He loves the game. He's just a real passionate player. And, you know, he doesn't knock people over, but he's always in position defensively. And he makes good decisions, and he carries the puck out of your end, and it makes it easier on his partner.
Switching gears to another crafty veteran, Mr. Jaromír Jágr. When you made the deal for Jágr, you know, I think a lot of us saw it as a marquee move, as a short-term move, and then lo and behold, he sticks down there. When you made the move for Jágr, how much of it was, this is a guy who can set the example for the half dozen or so great young forwards we have insofar as work ethic?
That wasn't the primary reason for the move. It was a lack of offense in our team at the time. We were in a playoff hunt. He wasn't being utilized a lot in Jersey. I was basing it on what, you know, we had seen of him the prior year and the prior years to that. And we needed some help offensively, and all this other stuff has been a bonus. You know, we didn't expect him to do what he's doing off ice. I expect him to contribute offensively on the ice, but off the ice has been a blessing. And our young guys have really enjoyed the process with him and watched him. You know, when a guy like that is working so hard, it's a great motivator for our young guys who think they probably think they're in good shape and probably working hard enough until they see a veteran of great experience and ability still working this hard at this age. It really been a great motivator for our young guys.
You know, we've seen him before, Jágr, in his various trips around the NHL, make a lot of great players better. With New York, it was Brandon Dubinsky. With the Philadelphia Flyers, it was Claude Giroux. Who's he influenced the most on your team, Dale?
Well, I think, you know, we have so many good young players. I think Barkov and Bjugstad, especially Huberdeau, you know, our forwards, especially those guys that play with him and are around him more and are on the ice with him more. But it's really a thrill to see after practice when there's a group of young guys working out with the Ogs on the ice, trying different drills, etc. So I would think those young guys, those forwards, have been especially influenced by him.
You mentioned Barkov. I love this kid, although he broke my heart when I picked him for the Calder that year. He was a rookie. You, of course, know a little bit about great two-way centers, having been in Chicago with Taves. He's gotten that comparison a few times this season. How valid is it, the Barkov to Taves comparison, in your mind?
Well, they're both very their quality of and their character is impeccable, both of them. They both are very unselfish and team first. They're defensive minded, number one, and offensively is they're gifted at number two. You know, the 1A. They care. They're good. They play in all three zones. They play in every situation. They're very similar. You know, I mean, and we're very fortunate. I've been very fortunate in my career to have the opportunity to have both those guys, and I've just been really enjoying Sasha, not only on the ice, but off the ice. He's got a great sense of humor, and he's just a wonderful kid. And like Taves, he wants to be the guy. He wants to be the leader. So that's a real positive for our franchise.
Dale, trade deadline this year was an interesting one for the Florida Panthers. In a power position, playoff team, you know, headed for the postseason, racking up wins, had a nice win streak as well. There's a lot of attention placed on the Florida Panthers this time around. Were you able to do, and you know, Hudler came in and Teddy Purcell came in, Were you able to do everything you wanted at deadline, or is that ever even possible?
Well, it's never possible. Obviously, you like to hit home runs and make your team a stronger team than it is, but I'm very satisfied with all three of them. Kendall has come in and filled in with the absence of Mitchell. He's really been solid. And adding those two veteran guys, their composure in critical situations and games has really helped us here in the stretch. And playing both with Teddy and Yuri, playing with Nick Bjugstad has given us three solid scoring lines. And it's given us, a real good, solid team all through.
I think I read somewhere that you guys are up 4,000 a game in attendance this season. Is that true, Dale?
Yeah, we're up substantially over last year. We're moving forward, and Peter Lukow and his staff and Matt Caldwell and all the guys in the front office have done a great job of, turning things around and being aggressive and, building off this young team and what the future holds as well. I mean, we've got a great future with all the young kids that we not only have in our roster right now, but the great kids that we have in our system in college and in junior that we are looking forward to signing and having big Panthers for the next 10, 15 years. So not only is the present really solid, but our future is very bright as well. And the fans are starting to identify with the Bjugstads and Barkovs, Huberto, Ekblad, Gabranson. You go down the list, Petrovic. We got a good core of young guys.
In an obvious follow-up to fan support question, did you meet Kevin Spacey?
No, I didn't have the opportunity. I think he's a fantastic entertainer. I just love how his singing, his impersonations, his acting, all those things. I never got it. I wasn't very happy that night. We lost the game, and I didn't realize he was in the locker room, but I was in no mood to celebrate that night.
Classic general manager just lost the game as well as the Detroit game we're thinking of on the Saturday. Hey, one of those players, you look at the future, and I used to love him playing with John McFarland and Saginaw. What are your thoughts on Vincent Trocheck?
Well, he's been great. He's really improved his game, all around game. We knew he always had the offensive capability, but now he's really become a total player. So he gives us a real triple threat up the middle with Barkov, Trocheck, Bjugstad. It's really fun to see the development of all these young guys.
I talked to Luongo at the All-Star game and I had a good conversation about looking back at that trade when it was made between you guys and the Canucks. And the one thing he said that stuck with me is like how pissed off he was that people were framing that trade as him kind of going out to pasture, like going to Florida, playing out the string, only place he wanted to go to, yada, yada, yada. How much of that do you think has been motivation for Lou in the way he's played this season to prove that this wasn't simply just an end-of-career move for him?
Well, I never thought it was that way. That's why we traded for him. We never thought that at all. We thought that he was still one of the top goalies in the league and that he would be motivated to play here because this is where he wants to be. So I never thought, you have to talk to him. I can't put words in his mouth. But we always thought that he was still very, very good and very motivated and still wanting to win, and that's been proven. He's been terrific for our franchise.
The Florida Panthers are a fascinating team, a very loyal and hardcore fan base, one that's very active on the internet, social media, sort of front and center when it comes to the Florida Panthers. If you could change one thing about the social media around the Florida Panthers, what would it be, Dale?
I'm not a social media guy, so I couldn't answer that question. I don't know what to tell you. I don't have an answer for that at all. So make one up.
Dale, I'll make one up for you. Congratulations on not being on social media, sir. It's a cesspool.
Well, everyone to his own, right? I'm a big fan of the fact that people are, and then we're good at it, and then we have a very active group on it, but it's just not my bag.
If you win the Atlantic, there's a chance, based on this whole bracketing system the NHL has, that we could get ourselves Panthers-Tampa in the second round. I know we're not saying it's going to happen. I'm not saying anything's going to happen. I'm saying it's a possibility. If it does happen, though, Dale, What does that do for these two franchises in a potential rivalry?
Well, I don't deal in hypotheticals. You know, we had a big game Saturday in Tampa. That was, no, we got a big game tomorrow night. We'll talk about that if that happens. Right now, I have no, nothing to really comment on. I think the fact that we're both competitive teams, is great for the state, great for the game, and great for player development down the, in the future as far as young guys playing the game and wanting to be NHLers.
Last one here, Dale. General managers always getting together, certainly to talk about alterations made to the game. What's front and center for you? What's a front burner issue for Dale Talon when it comes to the game right now?
Well, for me, it's protecting our players, making sure that we don't have these star players get hurt. You know, that's what I'm my biggest concern, and I want to make sure that our players are protected and that the integrity of the game is protected as well.
Makes sense. Dale Talon, thank you so much for your time, sir, and we will catch up with you for that Florida Panthers-Tampa Bay Lightning series we're all anticipating.
Thanks, Dale.
You said it. I didn't. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dale.
Take care, man. Bye.